What's up, guys?
Hey, Kev is busy.
I was talking to the audience.
Oh, you're talking to the audience?
Yeah, audience.
Why do you assume it's only guys?
Guys is like a unisex term, at least for me. No, you know, I don't specify a gender or sex or whatever.
You don't want the girl out there that's listening.
Well, you know what? It's like if you have women in a fraternity, it's still called the fraternity.
It is.
For whatever reason. You know what I mean? So I'm just saying guys as a general term. So what's up, guys?
Once again, you are just sitting here talking while I am doing all the work.
Yes, sir.
I'm out there. I'm promoting.
Listen, if you still want your name on the top of Geek Stuff... I believe that's.
I'm out there promoting our fine raffles.
That's what I'm doing right now.
I just walked Artist Alley promoting our fine show.
I handed out postcards. You took 6 cards and came back with 0. You are excellent, OG.
Yeah,
boom.
6.
I'm going to go back to work.
6.
Uh-huh. He's going back
to work.
How
many cards did you take with you yesterday when you were gone?
100.
For the whole con.
I kind of believe that work has something to do with having a podcast.
I think that's how it works.
So, I mean, we should probably have one.
Hi, how's it going? Don't let the fact that we're talking into a mic scare you away.
Yeah,
Come on over.
You guys are going to hear some stuff. We have lovely people walking up to us live while
we're streaming out here. We're going to be recording on and off all weekend long.
Still trying to figure out what the pro part of Pro 4-Day means.
Called Geek Stuff. Obviously, you're free to take a card. And, you know, we talk about pop culture, comics, video games, movies.
Mostly Geek Stuff.
Geek Stuff.
Yes.
About an hour.
Right now we are recording podcastiness.
Well, so
we're not going
300.
Out live because the internet sucks.
We've been doing the show for about 8 years.
Yep.
Honestly, you could start with the most recent episode. I mean, each week is... the format of the show is very much kind of like what's going on currently in the topics that we talk about.
And mostly so, we goof about stuff.
So, I mean, we have had people that go back and will listen to older episodes. But if you wanted to start today, you could start with... We could start with the stuff that we published yesterday from the con, but you could even go back to last week's show and then just go from there.
Is it weekly?
It is weekly, yep.
Yep. Yep.
New episodes come out Thursday mornings.
Look at that. He's promoting.
We record on Wednesdays. So. What do we do outside of podcasts?
Work.
Unfortunately, we don't do this professionally because it doesn't pay enough. So we all just have regular jobs in some capacity. I work in insurance. It's not exciting.
I work
all.
In film and TV and
no, it's,
stuff.
It's,
so there you go.
It's more exciting.
Yeah.
More exciting.
He's in retail, so you know. But
the I'm not in retail. Yeah. I work for a very prestigious company.
He's not in retail. He's in customer service.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Customer
That's
service.
That's right. I am.
He improves people's lives every day.
But yeah, so.
This is the 5th doctor I've seen.
Absolutely. But you have to take a postcard, too.
Take a card.
Oh, you took one? Okay. Just want to make sure.
Boom.
All right. Fantastic.
This guy, I like the mix of what's going on this guy right over here.
Which guy?
This guy right over here. He's got Magic Hat, which is a beer. He's
yes,
got the
I
Dharma
Magic
Initiative
Hat,
as well,
in.
Which is really cool.
House Stark.
Bye.
Pleasure.
Yeah.
He's got a House Stark.
He does. Yeah, yeah. A little Game of Thrones action going on.
Okay.
So I guess Doctor Who is kind of popular.
What gave it away?
All of the people dressed up as
the
Doctor.
Is it the fact that every artist booth you stop at has some sort of Doctor Who related
It
frame?
Does. There's like a TARDIS crossover with something else. I just saw, did we talk about this? The Little Mermaid TARDIS. That was cool. I like that.
And as a matter of fact, the official Reed booth is selling a TARDIS dress, a Dalek dress.
Yeah, there's something, I feel like that would be kind of hot.
Huh?
I feel like that'd be kind of hot.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying.
I'm all right with it.
Anybody out there with a TARDIS dress?
But, it's a little short. Anyway.
and?
But no, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. So cosplay.
Yeah.
Have you seen anything so far that...
I've seen quite a bit of cosplay.
That
I mean,
you like or dislike?
Because
I've definitely seen some that I dislike.
Well, you know, it's the same... So this sounds tangential, but it's the same as yoga pants.
Right. Yes.
Not everyone should be wearing them.
I definitely saw a guy walking around with a black trash bag. On his body,
yeah,
right, and a karate belt tied around the waist. I think it was a white belt, so clearly he wasn't very inept.
What the?
Or he was inept. Is that my using that word right?
He's not very adept.
Adept. There you go.
And, so he was inept.
And he had some sort of, Lone Ranger mask on his eyes. I'm assuming he was an original character.
He was straight off the reservation.
He was the trash collector, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know either.
What his character was.
He found it outside for the rain today. That's
what
it was.
He put in 10% effort, so...
That's not even 10%.
That's like...
It's ridiculous.
That's
on the other hand, there have been some pretty elaborate fucking costumes.
I've seen some good ones, too.
I've seen a crazy amount of anime that I do not understand.
I always don't understand.
There's apparently, there is a show called Bleach, which I know that it exists. I've just never seen it, which is a big deal. And there are a lot of people dressed up like that. There's some anime character stuff. We got Walter White hanging out over here. Or Heisenberg. He's wearing a hat. So, you know. Which I'm very sad that that show ended, by the way. That's it completes. He's got a little blue crystal on him. You know what I mean? But yeah, it's I've seen a lot of stuff. I just can't identify all of it. So
yes.
I can't even tell you. What I did see, finally, we can make fun of me more, Watch Dogs.
So you saw part of the presentation.
I did. So apparently the presentation yesterday and the presentation tomorrow are different than the one today.
Okay.
Which means I got to go back. Which is cool, because I want to shout out the Frag Dolls. Actually, I met like three or four of them, and we kind of hung out because they weren't ready when the con opened at 10. So Frag Dolls are like an all-girls kind of gaming group. They all play games, and they all have real jobs and lives and stuff. And then they fly them out to cons to kind of help out, spread excitement, do the booth thing. Not booth babe, like, trashy, but in general. So shout out to them. But it's a really badass game.
Do you have anything else you want to say about Watch Dogs?
Yeah, I can do that.
If you want to. No, because I'm going to change topics.
Okay. Give me just a...
Yeah, then go for it. Yeah,
so Watch Dogs, if you guys don't know, which you should, the game is all about the next evolution if you kind of technology, cities, whatever you want to call it. So it's, you know, that thing that no one cares about anymore, the NSA spying on all of your stuff. Same idea. So the city is kind of in control of everything. You get to play this awesome hacker badass that takes control of that city. And it's got a little GTA open world vibe. It looks a lot better. It looks like there's a lot more stuff to do. Really cool. So I'm excited to see that. And what we saw today was actually a little commentary by the developers. The head developer actually, creative director, really cool. And then we saw a gameplay of a mission, not just open world. So it looks really fun. It looks pretty badass. And I'm excited to play it when it comes out next month. When I remember this was announced, it felt like years away, which it was. But now it's coming next month. So I'm going to see what it is tomorrow. I believe they're playing it on a PS4 tomorrow, so I'll let you know what that's like. But yeah, it was fun. It was really cool. Cool people in the booth, just open, just talking,
Harry
just
Potter
chilling for such a large company. I enjoyed it.
Eric Scarecrow,
that's it. That's all I got. What's your topic?
Something you said about the Frag Dolls, and then something that happened at the booth while we were recording before. This is just general commentary on cons. I always find it very fascinating.
Is it
Conan Terry? Yeah. No, I find it fascinating why people feel the need to know a lot about your personal life outside of the fact that you're doing a podcast or that you're out of the book. Like the artists, they're like, you know, like some guy yesterday wanted to know where I grew up, what Catholic school I went to.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
He made an assumption that I was Italian based on a couple of different questions that he had asked. I thought I was being grilled. Like
maybe,
I committed a crime.
I think
maybe
he based
it on
your hand
gestures.
Smell.
It might have been. It might have been.
It was the hand gesturing.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
Is that what it was?
You're Italian.
I don't know. It's
Musk.
It's a little weird. And then, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start asking people what they're dressed up as.
Do it.
Because I don't
some
recognize half this
shit.
Some
of them may just reply hot mess.
So, hey.
Some may reply hot.
No, that's our reply.
Oh, okay.
Hot mess.
So, hey, how was that thing you went to?
We just talked about it.
Yeah, I know.
Just waited
till I couldn't hear it because I'm too busy working.
No, it's kind of exciting. It was really cool, and I'm going back tomorrow because they're doing a different presentation.
Cool.
I think we live, need to adjust our setup.
What?
We should put your mic way further over.
Sam is talking to people and not us.
did you just use his actual name again?
Oh, he's bad at this.
Scapegoat, if you would turn the mic, you know, to face us.
Why? I want to talk to the people.
No, you're not talking to the people.
I have, actually. We talked to Heisenberg earlier with his blue meth.
We did talk to Heisenberg earlier with his blue meth.
One of millions of people.
I don't know. Unless you have anything else to say, I think we could probably close out New York Comic Con Day 2, early morning, part 1.
I like how you did that.
All right, nice.
Do you want to plug exclusives, or everyone knows about it?
No, you know what? Yeah, let's. Of course, if you happen to be coming to the con, maybe later today or tomorrow.
Yeah.
Exclusive update. Our numbers on certain pieces are dwindling. We have sold
a few more pieces.
So, if you have something specific, I would say come here early tomorrow and get those things. We've added the Harry Potter
Wizards
collection raffle. back into the mix.
You're a wizard,
and,
Harry.
I'm going to take a pause real quick, okay? Because I want to say hi to somebody.
Not a problem.